It's Mind Food Radio, and I'm thrilled to welcome to the show today accredited naturopath and contributor to Mind Food magazine, Polly Ray. Hello, Polly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, but I could be better if I was eating the right foods. We're going to be having a talk about mood food. How much truth is there, Polly, to the fact that we are what we eat?
Oh, it's so true. And look, we're seeing it now as well, that there's more and more research around it. What we eat absolutely influences who we are, and not just our physical being, but very much our mental being as well.
Okay, so essentially, are we talking about foods that feed our brain?
Absolutely, exactly what we're talking about. So the brain is like every other organ in the body. It requires certain nutrients for it to work well. So we've always considered this with, for example, the liver or the kidneys or the eyes. We all know that, you know, vitamin A is required for the eyes. But we've never really looked at what the brain needs for it to work well, and we're doing this now. So
are there more things than others that are beneficial for the brain? You know, if we're looking at a sort of a pyramid-type situation, what's the most important thing we need to feed our brains?
I would probably say it's a tough one, but I would put at the top of that your oils and your proteins. And the reason is that when you're looking at mood specifically, it's determined by these little chemicals called neurotransmitters. They're really the end product. And what makes those neurotransmitters is amino acids, and that comes from our proteins. So proteins are so important for influencing someone's mood. And then oils, I would put alongside that as well. And they, particularly your omega-3 oils, your essential fatty acids that we hear a lot about, they actually basically provide this little coating on all the neurons in the brain. So they help to communicate, basically. And without healthy neurons, you won't get healthy communication of those neurotransmitters we spoke about. So those two things are really important for influencing mood.
Okay, so we're talking about things like eggs, salmon, sardines, yummy fish.
Exactly. Yummy fish is important. There is a bit of a catch with the fish, though. Fishes, many fish have higher levels of mercury, and you really want to avoid those because mercury can disrupt those neurons, basically, and it can actually contribute to mood disorders. So when we choose our fish, we do want to look at oily fish, but we want to make them small. So thinking of things like sardines, anchovies, salmon is good as well in small amounts, and herring, they're the fish that you want to stick to. But eggs, you said, eggs are happy little foods. I'd like to think of them as like little sunshines in a shell. The yolk is full of vitamin D, and that's a direct contributor to improving mood. So if you can have an egg for breakfast every day, that should keep you happy for the day.
I'd have more than one. An egg is singularly my most favourite food on earth. If I didn't have eggs, life would not be worth living. Okay, so they're the top ones. What other sort of foods have we got that we can feed our brain with, Polly?
So another thing, actually, when you're looking at sauerkraut, not directly for the brain, but a lot of people will be catching on now to the connection between the gut and the brain. And we know now that the brain is hugely influenced by what's going on in our gut. So things like sauerkraut that actually help to look after those bacteria that sit in our gut, that's important to consider as well. Anything that's fermented and just keeps that balance of bacteria in the favour of the good bacteria, then we want to consider those. Any bad bacteria in the gut, you start to get this basically a neurotoxic byproduct. So what that means is these chemicals that can cross into the brain and can cause lots of chaos up there. So keeping a good balance of bacteria is important, and things like sauerkraut help with that. Leafy greens. Leafy greens are high in magnesium, which, again, it's a mineral that we hear a lot about, but it's really important for looking after the nervous system. So keeping our leafy greens as a side, at least, if not a main part of your meal, we'll make sure we've got our magnesium levels high as well.
Okay, so obviously it goes without saying that the least amount of processed food that we can eat, the better.
Oh, definitely. You know, you do hear it a lot, but it's a really obvious thing. But keeping in mind that anything that's processed will also have some sort of a preservative in it. And preservatives actually cross the blood-brain barrier as well, so they really disrupt how the brain works. So keeping your food really clean, as close to the seasons as you can, which basically means buying local and definitely organic so that you avoid all of those pesticides, will have a huge effect on your mood as well.
Brilliant. Well, you can read all about mood food from Polly Ray in the latest October edition of Mind Food magazine. I'm off to go and change my supermarket shopping to make myself more intelligent, Polly. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy.